This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Happy Thursday, everybody. Today, it's going to be around 55 degrees. It is the start of the NCAA tournament. May have a lot of people out of work today.
I don't know why that bugs me.
What's that?
That you don't say NCAA.
No, I say it both ways.
No, you always say AA.
I've said double A before.
No, but I hear it like
NCAA.
Because it always triggers me. I don't know why. It's just It's something silly, you know. But it's just like, oh, because I always do that.
Yeah. I think on CBS they say AA.
They probably do. It's just funny. I'm just not used to it.
Yeah, NCAA.
NCAA.
Double A. All right, tournament starts today. All right, the CDOT thing. You'll have to refresh my memory on this one.
Okay.
Because I know that there was some, some gates that caused some problems.
Well, here's the deal. So a long, long time ago, there was a guy and he was driving his truck. And the gates on I-70 swung open and caused all kinds of damage on his truck. He contacted CDOT and they said, sorry, that's just a hazard of driving on I-70. So he's like, son of a... And it was a lot of money.
$20,000.
Yeah. So it was a lot of money. So then life went on. His insurance side covered it. Well, then this lady, she actually listens to our show. She was driving, I think, with her hubby or something. And boom, they hit the gates. And then CDOT said, this is not a known problem. So sorry. It was just it just happened out of the blue.
Another hazard.
Yeah. So then the other guy from a year ago is like, wait a minute, that happened to me. They got together. Fox 31 covered it all and said, you know what? We're going to get, what's that thing? Like the problem solver, whatever.
Yeah.
And so they contacted CDOT because CDOT would just say, we're not doing anything. So now there's been a resolution. And so here it is.
All right.
Risk management oversees the process of determining if a citizen is entitled to compensation.
Which revolves around the Governmental Immunity Act. The
Governmental Immunity Act goes beyond just liability. It's liability and negligence. And so that's kind of the key.
A pothole kind of happens with people driving, but a gate swinging open, is there something wrong that this would happen?
Actually, the state has a third-party independent administrator that investigates these claims. They will talk to the individual involved, the claimant. They'll talk to the agency that's involved. They'll do an investigation to make these determinations. It's just not a haphazard determination.
The letter Heather got from the third party said that in order for the state to be liable for damages, they must have prior notification that a problem existed in that location and failed to act within a reasonable amount of time.
I'm having a hard time keeping up.
They said no.
Yeah. They said no.
They said no.
And he talks in lawyer terms.
Yeah, he knows a lot.
Because he says a lot without saying anything.
Yeah, they said no.
He doesn't
no.
give anything
they're
away.
Not, they're not going
to
pay him.
That last part there, though, where they say that they have to know something prior?
Well, that's the thing.
I don't
because
get that.
They knew with that other guy.
Exactly. The first guy that we mentioned.
The truck guy.
So that guy is saying, though, kind of at the end of that clip, part that we didn't play, is he says because there wasn't a report within the last 6 months.
Oh, come
and
on!
And that the initial person that we were talking about who hit his truck was a year and a half prior. So they had time to, like, look at it, fix it, and then there weren't any reports in the last 6 months.
Who made
the letter
that
Heather
rule?
Got from the third party said that in order for the state to be liable for damages, they must have prior notification that a problem existed in that location and failed to act within a reasonable amount of time. Okay. Harvey's crash happened a year and a half before hers.
Gotcha. Reasonableness is somewhat subjective. In general, when we investigate these matters, it's about a six-month look back.
So say a year and a half, that's too far gone?
Again, we're talking in general terms. A year and a half ago, if a pothole opened up on the highway and then there was absolutely no reports or no problems in that area, that in most cases would not apply.
You're right. He's boring as hell.
Yeah, he's hard to listen to. But it just comes down to that lady is screwed.
Yeah. That is the end. The answer, yeah. She's screwed.
That sucks.
It does suck. I can't believe they're not responsible for gates.
Man, you rarely see that. When you get one of these TV stations with, you know, Fox on your side, problem solver, as you said, usually they fold.
Well, because they're getting so much pressure.
Yeah, I was shocked that they didn't. But here's what I was thinking. What are we going to do? Like, are we going to go, all right, I'm never using I-70 again.
If you right now are driving on I-70 and you're approaching Floyd Hill, turn around. Turn around. Do not use I-70 going west anymore,
folks. Only 285.
It's a boycott.
Yep. Yeah. Do not. And don't be a scab in driving, okay?
If you have to, get a helicopter.
What are you going to do?
Exactly.
What are you going to do?
You can't do anything.
CDOT is saying, hey, screw you.
Yeah, exactly right.
The gate swung. It hit your car. You got a problem. Fix it.
And I feel like that is not okay. It is their fault. It is.
Yeah, because they even showed in the news report the little chain that was holding that gate together is like all rusted out.
Exactly.
And it's like, come on.
I wish I could have hired this guy that we just listened to do our contracts for him. He would be great, right, Jamie?
So
we could have put him in there, and he would have really talked around in circles with the bosses.
So if I drive across the bridge and it collapses and then it crushes a bunch of people, and it's nobody's fault.
No,
because nobody reported a problem with it.
Yeah, prior to.
Yeah.
6 months before, you're just screwed.
CDOT, screw you. I used to promote you and say nice things about your stupid trip app.
That
I'm not
crazy.
Even going to use it anymore. I won't even know if there's a slow up.
I just can't believe how cocky they are about
it. I know.
CDOT is just basically giving them the middle finger.
They are.
And just saying, hey, look, it's your problem. Hey, not ours. Hey, what are you going to do? Hey, what are you going
to
do?
You didn't actually have to do that.
What's that?
You didn't have
middle
to
finger.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't know why
me.
I did that.
It was like right at me.
It was.
Jamie, I'm such an actor.
I know.
You know?
I felt like
sometimes
that was something you've been wanting to do for a while.
Sometimes I just have to go through with the motions.
Yeah.
It's the way I communicate, you know? It's the way I communicate.
Oh my God.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on a Thursday, 55 today.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ, Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. The podcast there later on today. Go listen to it. Jamie, I want to play you something here. This is a lady that posted yesterday, maybe the day before yesterday. She has strung together a bunch of responses that she has interactions in a convenience store. She works in the convenience store and wants to expose how rude customers are to people that are behind the counter at the convenience store.
I think I've seen this.
Have you seen this?
It's a video, right?
It's great.
Yeah, it is great. Well, they're so mean to her. I mean, one guy, she's like, hi, how are you? And he's like, you don't even care.
Yeah. What?
It almost, when I watched it, I almost want to go to a convenience store and be that person.
Why?
I don't know.
Oh, I want to be nicer to him.
But with this lady that's working at the convenience store, it's almost too like that she posts this because she's finding humor in it too.
I think she's just, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think it doesn't phase her anymore.
It doesn't phase her at all because she just understands people are just a-holes.
Yeah.
Okay?
True.
And that's why she put it up there. But it's really funny. Now, it runs for about 2 or 3 minutes. Obviously, not going to play at all. But we've got about 30 seconds of it. And it starts with the guy who's coming in, or a woman. I can't remember. She's coming in from the heat, and the air conditioning is on inside the convenience store. Okay? Here we go.
Hello, how you doing?
Must be nice working in the air.
Hey, how are you? It's hot outside today, Aunt.
How much is the chips?
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. $1.99.
$1.99 for that? Why is it so expensive?
Because this is a convenience store.
Well, you can conveniently kiss my
Hey, how you doing?
Can you shut the
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Doing good. Is that it?
Copenhagen.
Is that it?
Lighter.
Is that it?
That it? Give me a damn minute.
It's so funny.
That store is in Southern Illinois.
Probably. Probably. Oh my God. Isn't that awful? I love her little compilation of that, though. I mean, people are, and it's like BJ said, she's not even mad about it. She's just like, whatever.
Oh no, she's over it. She's just having fun with it now. She, in fact, I think she's disappointed when people are nice to her. She wants people to be rude.
Let me ask you guys something about your 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
Do they keep pushing bananas on you?
Yes.
Okay.
They're right by the registers. And they're like, and for whatever reason, no, I hear you on that. Because I go up to buy like something, and they're like, you want a banana?
I know.
No, I don't want a single banana right now. No.
No, it's two for something.
Oh, yeah, is it now? Yeah. It's two for something?
It's two for something. Oh, okay. I think when it's on the downside of the brownness, you get two for something. Yeah. All right. Why are they pushing the bananas?
And why do you guys even sell bananas?
I know. It's so weird. God.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
Hello, how you doing?
Must be nice working in the air.
BJ and Jamie.
By the way, I'm really disappointed with you guys.
Why?
I can't believe you don't want to be in our March Madness text.
No.
Jane. Absolutely no, not. No, you couldn't pay me.
There, no, we are 26 strong, and there's only 12 of us so far in the texting chain, and you guys refuse to join it.
Yeah, I want to be able to watch the game.
You can. You can put it on
no,
mute.
No, I don't want to be a part. No.
So far, I wrote, go Salukis, S-I-U, and then somebody said, you spell Sudoku's wrong.
Sudoku's?
Yeah.
Oh, Salukis?
Yeah, they're saying that what's his name?
Jason Sudeikis.
Oh. See, that's exactly why I don't want to be a part of this. That humor right there, that's the reason. Now, you picked your Southern Illinois team.
Yeah.
Jamie is from Southern Illinois.
Yes.
You picked them to beat Houston this morning,
Even though we kind of looked down at Edwardsville. So, here's the thing. So, you know how there's a CU in Boulder, and it's the main squeeze, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, and there's a CU in Colorado Springs. Well, SIU Edwardsville is kind of like the CU Colorado Springs, you know?
Okay.
Kind of like
so, the sister school.
Yeah.
Stepsister.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So we're still Salukis. So I'm still going for them because, you know, they're still our people.
Oh, I got you. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't have ever picked them on my bracket like you did, but yeah,
what?
I get
why. They're going to be an upsetter.
Jamie.
What?
They're a 28.5-point underdog.
That's what's so great about March Madness is it's always a shocker,
they're
right?
They're not going to beat Houston
today. That's why
nobody's
ever got the bracket right because people like SIU, the Salukis come up from behind and like, we got this!
You know what the Salukis are called in the sports world?
What?
The Bracket Busters.
That's
what they call them.
By the way, Schmidl, did you happen to get that thing yet?
Schmidl? Hello.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, so the only thing that makes me mad about the brackets is that there is the stereotypical thing that happens where you men think that women ruin the brackets and that we somehow don't know what the heck we're talking about.
I think some men do.
Yeah.
I don't feel that way.
Okay.
I've often said that when we do brackets here in the studio, you often do better than any of us.
I mean, that is true.
She does. I don't think you have to know basketball to pick brackets.
This is an old viral video, but it's coming back again. Yep. Now, so don't write us and say it's old. I know it's old, but it's making its rounds again. And it's really offensive to women.
Yeah.
And I think he has.
Hey, I'm the girl that's going to win your March Madness pool this year. And I don't know anything about sports. You get your basketball bracket done yet?
Oh, yeah, I got to do that. Who does Taylor Swift's boyfriend play for again?
That's a completely different sport. I kind of just do whatever. One year I picked the teams with the prettiest colors.
Ooh, Florida Gulf Coast has a funsy color scheme.
They are going to go far.
Sometimes the team got the same colors, so then I just picked the cuter players. She picked UConn to win last year, not because they were good, but because they had a player with a nice jawline.
As a girl who played college basketball, her strategy makes no sense.
I really like Tennessee this year because Morgan Wallen likes them. I like Troy beating Kentucky because High School Musical, duh. Mostly I'm just gonna make my picks off where I'd like to vacation.
Ugh, Iowa State. People live there?
I finally gave up, started playing her game, got all 13 seeds in the Final Four because it's Taylor Swift's favorite number. Georgia, UConn, Wofford. She loves puppies. Don't fart, and I have Drake losing in the first round.
for obvious reasons. One year the news interviewed me because I was apparently the last person with a perfect bracket, whatever that means.
I should just give her the money directly. I've been funding her Stanley collection for like 4 years.
She's got Florida winning. Florida. Florida.
Eliminate all the Midwest schools. She's picking based off of where she wants to go on vacation. And
it's
done.
So rude.
You know,
so rude.
I like when you're involved in the pool, but boy, I hate when you win.
Well, I will tell you, I mean, to be stereotypical, I just looked at Carson before we came on the air. I go, oh man, they don't offer a maroon heart in the emojis. It goes, what? I go, well, the Salukis are maroon, white, and gray, and they don't have a maroon one.
There you go.
I was like, yeah. That's such a bummer. I can't put their colors up.
I would guess what we just heard there with that audio. Yeah. I would guess probably 50% of the brackets that are filled out right now are filled out that way.
Yeah.
Like I take all dog schools.
Right.
Yeah. I'll take the Bulldogs. I'll take this dog. I'll take this. The Huskies. I'm going to take them.
See, that's
all
why you
dogs.
Should take the Salukis. Yeah. It's
there
a dog.
Go. There you go. Same thing. But yeah, I'll bet you at least 50% of the brackets that are out there are that way.
Or just silly things like that.
What was it? One mascot could beat up the other?
Yeah, that's how Christy does it.
One mascot.
Whoever's mascot can beat up the other mascot that she thinks in her head, that's how Christy picks
them. I like it.
Good luck today. Game start at 10 a.m. today.
BJ and Jamie.
Yeah, that's us taking the high road. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I know that big gathering of teachers is at 11:30, I think it is, today at the Capitol. It's a day of action.
Right.
Right?
Correct.
Day of action because the teachers need more. They need more assistance. They need more resources, man. So they're taking a day to go down there and, kind of spew that to the people who are in charge.
The only thing is, I don't know who organized it. It's kind of, I mean, you just told me, and I quote, hey, listen, as soon as it's like 9:30, I am out of here faster than the dust in your panties or something. And I was like, what?
I've never heard that.
Me either. I said, what? And you're like, yeah, I got to get home so I can see the first game.
Right.
And so I feel bad for the teachers because they didn't think this through.
Right. Yeah. They picked a bad day because today people are going to be watching basketball.
What's the saying again?
What's that?
Something about the dust in my panties.
Like this. Watch this. Out of here like the dust in your panties, girl.
I've never heard of that in my life.
Dusty panties.
Between that and your P's and Q's.
I am out of here. But I will say this. You teachers that are gathering today at 11:30, BJ is there in spirit.
Yeah, he is.
I'm for you.
He actually is. I mean, he's not even kidding.
Go Vols!
We were talking about it off the air.
Go Tennessee!
Oh, my God.
But I'm there in spirit.
You know what? I need the Salukis to win. I need the Cardinals to win. Louisville.
So I'm assuming.
Louisville, like, I really picked my surrounding areas. Right. I picked the tri-state area.
You're called a homer.
Yeah. Oh,
you're a homer.
Oh. What?
You're a homer. Homer. Not Mo.
Okay.
Homer. Right. Like, you're homer. Yeah. And so 1 hour from now, you, just like me, like the dust in your panties.
Like the dust in your big boy panties.
I want to do a little. Oh, and it's cone day. You wanted to mention that.
Oh, yeah, I do want to mention that. Dairy Queen has their free cone day today. And the thing is, if you get it dipped for a dollar, you can pay to get it dipped in, chocolate or whatever. For a dollar. Do they still sell that red craziness?
No. I don't think so.
They
got rid of it.
Okay, because that is some red dye right there. Anyway, so for a dollar, the dollar would go to Children's Miracle Network Hospital.
That's
so
cool.
It is a good charity.
Good cost.
Right? We
good
love
cost. Yeah, stop by a DQ, then go watch the games, all right?
Perfect.
All right, I want to run this by Texnado. 5423. I have a hard time remembering. My memory is
not.
All right, so here's the deal. So a couple of days, yesterday, we played you this very proud American moment.
And we're going to stand by for splashdown located in the Gulf of America off the coast of Tallahassee, Florida.
And splashdown, Crew 9 back on Earth.
Wonderful. Just a wonderful moment.
I can't get used to that Gulf of America.
You can't?
No.
Yeah. I don't know why they put it in there, but it's in there.
Yeah.
But all right, so here's the deal. Yesterday, I'm on Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it. A lot of videos getting posted of people who do not believe that rescue was real.
I know. That is crazy to me.
They're calling it fake. That it's all AI.
But you know what? I mean, there are people that think the earth is flat.
I agree. I agree. My question is this, to Texanato at 303-222. Oh, I can't see that number again. 222-5423. All right, listen.
What did you take? You said you had to take some medication. What was that?
Oh, it's those happy pills. All right, listen. Linda.
Yeah.
All right, listen.
Yeah. Okay,
listen.
I am. All right, yeah.
All right, text NATO, 303-222-5423.
Yes.
Are you one of those people that think that it was completely faked, that these two astronauts were never up there for 9 months, that all this has just been a big BS, the wool's been pulled over our eyes, and Elon Musk, he did not rescue anybody.
So,
the water, the parachutes, Flipper out there jumping around, it's all fake.
Didn't you say that the dolphins they found out actually said
SpaceX
on them? Yeah. Yeah, on the logo. Now, here's my question. What is the benefit of pretending this is all?
I don't know.
Because remember, those astronauts were there when, I mean, if it's a political thing, they were up there when Biden was there.
Exactly.
So he would be in on it, too. So each side would be in on it.
I get what you're saying. I don't believe that. I think it was all real and it was done. You know, it does have me questioning a little bit of some of the video I see, but I'm not even sure that the stuff they're putting out there isn't AI that somebody else generated for their cause. Well, I don't know.
I think it was definitely some cinema graphic or whatever you call it. You know, when they did the drone water thing with the
filters.
Yeah, there was some
cinematography.
Yeah, they added some punch to that. That's for sure.
Do you think it was real, or are you? Do you listen to our show and you firmly believe that it was all fake, that it never occurred?
And will you explain to us why that would be?
Yeah.
I mean, like, what's the upside?
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't get it either. I mean, these people were up there for 9 months, and they looked hideous when they got out of that thing. I mean, to me, that looked pretty darn real. Didn't they, though? I mean, that poor lady. Ooh, lordy.
Wow.
Man, oh, man.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
She's
pregnant.
Be nice to her.
I know she is.
Oh, my God.
Butch and her are proud of that kid, I'm sure, but boy,
I wonder if the baby aged in the womb.
I don't know how that works.
Yeah, because space.
Yeah, and does do your bones develop like regularly, like in the womb?
I don't know.
That's a great question.
Yeah,
got me thinking.
Well, at least they'll slip out easier.
I tell you, she looked rough though. Rode hard, put up wet.
Okay, that is not nice.
All right. So anyway.
Yeah.
Do you believe it was fake? I just want to know, okay? And then we'll come right back and then we'll see if anybody believes that, because there are a lot of videos out there, a lot of people saying that it never occurred.
I know. It says, I believe it was real, but I don't believe Sonny's pregnant. Well, screw you.
Well, that could be a rumor. We've never seen the sonogram or anything like that. Okay.
But. Real, like, actually my dust in my panties. Oh, that's so sad. Must be married.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.